I know we're going to learn quite a bit of information and probiotic.
Yeah, absolutely. And the new science around loss of microbial diversity, which is really important that this is the new thing that Vital Planet is bringing forward in the new, because if you know, Peter, the category is crowded, and there's nothing new. It's just people doing this, you know, the same thing that I started back with Renew Life in 2005.
Yeah.
With the hype.
Okay, we're going on just now.
Further than that.
Good morning and welcome back to the Better Living Radio program. My name is Peter Lewis, and I'm pleased to be able to join you once again, dear listeners. We do have a special guest with us, Brenda Watson of Vital Planet. This is our first time with her. Brenda, we'd like to welcome you to the Better Living Radio.
Thank you, Peter. I'm happy to be here.
Wonderful. Would you tell us a little bit about yourself so our listeners can better be acquainted?
Yes. I started in the natural field, like in the 1980s, due to the fact that I had major health problems all through my childhood.
Okay.
And I didn't relate that to my gut health until I started, like, in 1988, 89, going into health resources saying, you know what, I just want to read and find out what's wrong with me, which I originally didn't know that, but I found out kind of that it was mostly because of constipation in my instance. So I worked on myself during the late 80s, and I decided that, you know, I loved the results that I got by doing detox and cleansing and taking care of my digestive system. And back then, we didn't have, like, probiotics and things like that, but we had cleansing. And I studied with the great, I guess you could say, the great frontier of cleansing with Dr. Bernard Jensen.
Okay.
And then in the early 90s, I'm in the state of Florida. So in the early 90s, after had gone back to the requirements for a nutrition program, I started working in natural health clinics. And then in the early 90s, I developed my own natural health clinics here in Florida. That I had five natural health clinics that specialized in acupuncture, detox, colonics. We did steam cabinets to get the toxins out of the skin. Things that, you know, today we do infrared sauna and stuff like that.
Right.
So I had five natural health clinics. And as a result of that, on top of that, I started learning about herbal nutrition, because then we didn't have a lot of different, you know, herbal products. And so I started going to classes and learning about herbs. And then I began to develop my own herbal programs for my clients in the clinic. And then one day I had someone say, hey, do you want to get in the health food store and start talking to the consumer in a health food store about detox? And that was challenging for me, Peter, because I was more of a one-on-one person.
Yeah.
Like a public speaker, I was not.
Okay.
But I got out there and I started talking about constipation, and lots of people showed up. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's pretty common.
Want to know about this. And so that's how I started. I had five natural health clinics. I began to formulate formulas back then for parasites, candida, you know, fibers that were more for irritable bowel syndrome and things like that.
Right.
Then that propelled itself into New Life, which I started in 1996, and then in 1996, and then 2015, I had some personal tragedy in my my life that I'm not going to get into here.
Yeah.
But, you know, I lost a child, and so I decided to back off from work for a while. But then I couldn't let go of the science of probiotics because it's in my nature. And so I kept, you know, reading and doing everything that I could to understand the new evolution of probiotics.
Okay.
And what I'm talking to your audience today about. It's called diversity. It's called loss of microbial diversity, which is the microbiologists from all over the world.
Okay.
Who are doing all these studies with the National Institute of Health that are saying, like, we're losing these genes of diversity. And I'll get into this, Peter, about how important that is.
Absolutely.
And that's how I came back into the industry, because I want to help people, number one, on many levels.
Okay.
You know what I mean? On the level of what I've been through personally, but on the level of where we have to get probiotics now, because it's a very crowded market.
Yes, it
but
is.
Most everybody's just duplicating what everyone else has done.
So, all right. So you develop the Renew Life line of product, and you've since developed the Vital Planet, which is where we are today. So we're going to talk about probiotics and various other aspects surrounding the probiotics. So for our listeners' purpose, what exactly are probiotics?
Well, probiotics means for life.
Okay.
Probiotics. An antibiotic means against life. So probiotics create life in the gut, and antibiotics get rid of life in the gut, as they need in some instances.
Okay.
However, probiotics, okay, let's take this visual. The average person has, if we look at probiotics, the good bacteria, and I'm going to be specific here, the good bacteria, we have about the size of a brick inside of us, the weight of a brick. Let me be specific.
Okay, the weight of a brick.
Which is 4 pounds inside of us at any given time. And what people don't realize is we've always talked about Acidophilus, Bifidobacteria, and the thing of it is we don't really realize that that Acidophilus bacteria is the weight and the size of a brick. So what I've called it in my, like, I've done a lot of teaching to doctors.
Okay.
Because they don't understand probiotics either.
Okay.
And what I tell them is, like, the bacteria is your lost organ. It's an organ, Peter.
Yes. I understand. I've heard some people say that there is as much bacteria as there are cells in the body, something around that.
Yeah. We're 90% bacterial cells and 10% human cells.
Oh, wow.
So that's the number that creates the, you know, the aspect of probiotics. And people need to know that probiotics are the multivitamin of the gut.
Okay.
Most people, Peter, go into a store, and if they've got a digestive problem, I don't know, gas, bloating, IBS, whatever, and the person in the store will tend to, you know, to move them toward probiotics.
Right.
What people don't realize is the gut is the basis of all your health. So if you've got fibromyalgia, if you've got eczema, if you've got, you know, arthritis, if you've got heart disease, all of these started in your gut. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
It started because the gut was out of balance. And then, in other words, to make it simple, you did not have enough good bacteria, and so over time you develop conditions like leaky gut.
Yeah.
And then the leaky gut is what body to create inflammatory conditions throughout your body.
Quite a large number of people usually associate the need for probiotic after they have taken antibiotics, but there is need for probiotic even if a person has not taken antibiotic for a while, isn't there?
Yes, actually, a 7-day round. Let's just say a person has never taken many antibiotics.
Right.
And if you look at a Z-Pak or the 7-day round that is typically given today, 1 7-day round of an antibiotic could affect your microbiome or your gut bacteria for 2 years. So if you don't go back, and here's the other thing, I come from a very compromised immune system. So with me, if I don't take probiotics, I don't have colon elimination.
Mm-hmm.
In my history, okay, so I'm 66 years old.
Okay.
So when I was coming along in the late 50s and 60s, we were in the antibiotic revolution.
Yeah.
And I took antibiotics like candy because I had ear infections, throat infections, whatever I had.
Yeah.
And what happened is my footprint, I call it the footprint.
Yeah.
Your microbiome might not destroy. So if I don't take the probiotic daily, then my immune system goes back to what it was in the disease state.
Mm-hmm. So I hear you mention your immune system in connection with the probiotics. What does the probiotic have to do with our immune system?
Okay, well, let's talk about that. I have a chart that calls the 8 primary purposes of probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things, and I can't go through all of them on this today, but what probiotics do is they create the ability for you not to have leaky gut, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about that for a moment.
Yes.
You have a digestive lining. Okay, let's think from the mouth to your anus, 30 feet.
Okay.
Okay? And so in that, you have a digestive lining. And by that, I mean, let's think of it this way. It's like the screen on the window of your house.
Okay.
So as food is passing along and your pancreas is secreting enzymes and your liver gallbladder is producing bile salt to digest fats.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to take large molecule food, protein, starches, and fats, and break them to small molecules because ideally, in your digestive lining, you only want those nutrients to pass through into the bloodstream. You see what I mean?
Absolutely.
So if that does not occur and there's inflammation going on, it's sort of like the screen on the window of your house. It lets bugs in.
Mm.
I mean, it keeps the bugs out. It lets air in and keeps the bugs out.
Right.
But if inflammation sets in, it kind of gets like holes in the screen. The macromolecules of food and toxins into the bloodstream circulate throughout the body, and that's what creates chronic disease. Heart disease, or rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, on all these conditions.
Yeah.
So the thing that helps, the good bacteria helps with the immune system, is these are little soldiers, and they line up on the lining of the digestive system, and they, if let's say a virus or C. diff, which is very rampant,
which
is an antibiotic-resistant bacteria, let's say that enters into your digestive system, then those soldiers, which are your probiotics, go out and they neutralize that pathogenic organism before it has a chance to get to that digestive lining. And here's the crux of the problem.
Yeah.
You don't want unwanted toxins, macromolecules of protein in your blood. And that's why you have a digestive lining.
Okay.
It's semi-permeable.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you mean. That makes a big difference. So that explains then the connection of the probiotics and the immune system. Wonderful. Because
right.
I read where 70% of our immune system is in our digestive, is in our gut. And
right.
I see that now. Thank you very much. Now, to make it very come home to our listeners, typically listeners think about probiotics, as I mentioned, in connection with antibiotic. But are there some health condition, though you mentioned a few, that is a definite connection with a deficiency in the probiotic in our bodies?
You know what? I'm going to step outside of my realm here and say all of them are.
Okay.
Heart disease, joint inflammation, I call it the GPS, the gut protection system, which is our internal radar in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
Because bacteria, they're going to learn, Peter.
Yeah.
We're learning it now, but they're going to learn that bacteria in our gut actually has a consciousness, and they are on radar all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of scoping out what's coming into our system through food, whatever that, you know, people are ingesting.
Mm-hmm.
And so the problem that we have is we have so many people taking too much, not only antibiotics, that's just one part of it, but taking too many of the, you know, ibuprofen, acid-blocking medication, which is the acid-blocking medication. You know, is absolutely a tragedy in our world.
Okay.
So we've got all of these things that are creating the problem with the internal GPS, our gut protection system, that's going to eventually overflow into a chronic illness like eczema. I have not had one patient with eczema or psoriasis that does not have leaky gut.
Wow. Even a child, huh?
Oh, a child even more.
Wow.
And think about this, Peter.
Yeah.
The child was cesarean born, okay?
Yeah.
The mother got antibiotics. They never got the bathing of the probiotic through the vaginal birth canal.
Yeah.
That child, I have this on my sheet. They already know, and I did interviews with Yale University, with MIT, and I went to all these scientists, and I said, why do these children have peanut allergy? The reason they have peanut allergy is they have leaky gut, because the mother did not have the right bacteria when the baby either was cesarean born or came through that birth canal and got bathed with that good lactobacillus bacteria.
Wow. All right. That's amazing. That's amazing. I can see that there is so much that we will need to talk about. All right. Let's focus in on your probiotic. I noticed the probiotics that come from your company. You have 60 strain. I have not seen very many probiotics on the market with such a wide variety of organism in one capsule.
Okay, so here's what happened. When I came out in 2004 with the first high-potency probiotic, which was 50 billion per cap.
Okay.
With Renulock. And so what happened is everyone said, well, you're crazy. We don't need that much. And I'm thinking, we got 4 pounds inside of us. What do you mean I'm crazy? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what happened with me you know, socio-economical, where we, diversity is the buzzword for the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so what I started looking at by going to these seminars, and believe me, I am not a microbiologist. I am
okay.
not.
Mm-hmm.
But I can ascertain from the microbiology seminars that I went to that diversity was going to be the next tier in probiotics.
Okay.
So I started the first frontier with the 50 billion. But now I'm looking at, okay, we have Vital Flora, called Vital Flora by Vital Planet,
mm-hmm.
and we have 60 strains.
Right.
Lactobacillus and bacteria. And I'll tell you one thing, just personally from my own,
yeah.
Because I do have a compromised immune system.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had Lyme disease. I've had, mold. I've been through the whole gamut.
Oh, wow.
In my career.
Yeah.
But with the refrigerated form, the adult 55 plus,
yeah.
my constipation is cured.
Cured.
Cured. I mean, if I take one before bed, I'm having a huge bowel movement. I don't mean to be crass
yeah.
about it or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have is we have three formulas in the refrigerator.
Okay.
We have an ultra daily, which is for anyone, just as a general probiotic. But we're looking, Peter, at 60 strains.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like unheard of.
That's right.
But what I get that from in our women's formula, which is the Vital Flora Women's Daily Probiotic, I mean, things, Peter, that you would never think of that women talk about, which I'm not going to talk about here, that we have as we get older, vaginally
yeah.
and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
that this has handled. I mean, the 60 strain is the new evolution of probiotics.
Mm.
Now, we're the first coming out with it, and I know that people will follow us and do the, you know, more strains.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you that the strain diversity, which is when you look on a package of our Vital Flora, you'll see 60 billion, which is the potency
yeah.
of the product, of the capsule.
Yeah.
But we have 60 strains of lactobacillus and bifido. And you know why we have it, Peter? Because every strain of bacteria does something different.
Okay.
Some help inflammation. Some help produce vitamins B and K. You know, we have so many different things that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I'm back out here, Peter.
So you have 60 different strain. Divided into two major groups.
Right.
And those 60 different strain do a variety of different things within the system. Some producing more vitamin B or more vitamin K or more vitamin so on and so forth. That's what I just heard. All right. So in comparison to what is common on the market, you 30 billion, you 30 strain, 12 strain, does it make that much difference? Would people see that much difference if they take a 60 strain versus a 24 strain probiotic?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what we've done, and actually, Peter, we've done it with dogs, because you know how it is with the FDA. I can't do disease studies.
Right.
So, right now we're seeing that people that increase diversity, so this is the quandary the microbiologists have found. We're losing strains.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're disappearing. So think about it. If an acidophilus strain, lactobacillus acidophilus strain, creates their purpose is, I don't know, to get rid of a pathogen,
okay.
like, you know, E. coli. coli or a virus.
Okay.
And then you've got a bifidobacteria, which is a main friendly bacteria in the colon, which we decline with age. And those are, you know, do different things. Why would we not want diversity? Because here's what they're doing across the world. They have strains of lactobacillus and bifidobacteria that have disappeared. They're disappeared. So they're trying to get the strains and put them in a bank.
Okay.
And freeze them. Because we know that different acidophilus and different bifidobacteria do different things in the body.
Right.
So if you're looking at something that helps you with, like, you know, keeping away leaky gut, reducing heart disease, getting rid of heavy metals like lead, mercury, and cadmium, if you look at those probiotics do, and then those strains are disappearing, that's concerning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when we think about probiotics, are we just simply thinking about what's in the intestine and colon? Is there any bacteria in the mouth?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And there's not a lot of strains in the mouth, but there are strains in the mouth and the skin, too. There's strains all over our body. We're 90% bacteria and 10% human cells. So, yes, there's other bacteria all over our body.
Mm-hmm.
What we're trying to do here is educate the public, Peter, on how the gut bacteria, which we have thousands of strains, and some of them are disappearing, but we need to put them back in. Like, for example, Peter, why do people take a multivitamin? Really?
Yeah.
They take it because they're nutrient. They want to make sure they're not nutrient deficient.
Absolutely.
It's deficient, even in micronutrients.
Right.
And here's what I'm saying with the probiotic. It is the multivitamin for the gut.
Wow. So what multivitamin is to the organs and tissues, what probiotic is to the gut.
Right.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, some of our listeners, and based on people that come to our store, have a notion that the probiotics that are refrigerated are better than the ones that are not refrigerated. Can you address that?
I will. Here's the thing. You need to read your labels, and you need to educate your customers.
Okay.
We guarantee expiration, whether it's refrigerated or shelf-stable, the time of expiration. If you look at some, even the new ones that are coming out, they're guaranteed potency at time of manufacture. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is, because we know that especially in the refrigerated, it's a 2-year shelf life.
Okay.
So we want to make sure that we are currently have 60 billion cultures at the end of shelf life.
Yeah.
So that means that in the vital flora formula, we have to put 90 billion in there at manufacture.
Okay.
And that's why, Peter, you'll see the price difference.
Okay.
But I mean, let me tell you something. They're not giving us those bugs for free. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
But they're not.
They're
just not.
They're not.
If you've got someone who's giving you a product at a lesser price, but they're guaranteeing potency at time of manufacture, that means they're putting in that product what was there at time of manufacture. So
right.
If you buy it, you know, 3 months later, that's a big, big, big issue.
Absolutely. And so both refrigerated and non-refrigerated is guaranteed that at the expiration date, that which is on the label will be in the package, in the capsule.
Exactly. We guarantee it.
Okay, wonderful.
And the other thing that we have that's very important is we have delayed capsules.
Okay.
Anytime. Peter, you know, the first question, and I know this because I'm in stores all the time, the consumer asks, when do I take antibiotic.
Absolutely.
Now, if you don't have a delayed release capsule,
yeah,
then that's a problem.
Okay.
And that's another way that companies save money, because delayed release capsules that came out, I don't know, probably 5 years ago, we went to that. We were doing enteric coating originally, but we, you know, I will tell you, Peter, and I'm just going to say, you know, from the heart,
yeah,
we've done everything wrong we can in probiotics. You know, but we've learned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you don't fall down, you don't get up.
That's right.
You know? And so we have now a delayed release capsule. So that means that you can take our probiotic at any time, because one of the main things that kills probiotics is stomach acid.
Right. So
because we have the delayed release capsule, you can take ours at any time.
Wow, that is awesome. You can take it at any time. Normally, it's recommended take between meals so that you don't have a strong stomach acid. But with the delayed release capsules, it allows you to be able to take your probiotic at any time.
Exactly.
Wow, that is awesome.
And Peter, the thing that we need to do, as you have a radio show, we need to teach people to read labels.
Absolutely.
Because they don't do it.
Yes.
You know, I can go into a health food store today, and I can see all the ways that people, and not that our products are more expensive than anyone else's.
Right.
But, you know, when I went back, if you go back to 2011 when I did Road to Perfect Health with the PBS, and I did the four things that you should look for in a probiotic. One was, you know, potency at time of expiration, delayed release capsule, you know, the things that I did. I'm still there, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still there.
Mm.
You know, even though I've changed. I had a lot of personal tragedy, and
yeah,
we'll get into that and
yeah,
why I started over again. But I want people to know that Vital Planet and me, and I'll be coming out with a book and a PBS show in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
And I want people to know that some of the things that I had a criteria for, I still have that.
Yeah.
I'm not, and here's the thing, Peter, I am not going to put out anything other than the best product on the market.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is awesome. That is, that says a lot, that your product, Vital Planet, there's some quality behind it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, so you mentioned there are four things that you normally look for: time release capsule, content at expiration date. What were the other two?
Well, the other is potency. You've got to have a potency representation on the box.
Mm-hmm.
And then with us, it's like we're now on 60 strains
yeah,
of lactobifido.
Okay.
But I am, and I'll tell you this is a little secret,
yeah,
but I'm coming out with 100 strains.
Oh, wow. 100 strain.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So,
and you know what, Peter? I'm
yeah,
going to change the whole category, because I did it with the 50 billion back in 2005 with Ultimate Flora.
Yeah.
Everyone told me I was crazy, like,
mm-hmm,
you're crazy, and you don't need that, blah, 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 whatever. But you know, Peter, in,
yeah,
in the world that we live in, the crazy mm-hmm people are the ones kind of that take the chance and make that
yeah
step forward.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that change the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you're coming out with 100
billion.
Billion. Wow. That is awesome. So as we...
And also, to let you know,
yeah,
in the first of the year, I'm coming out with a whole protocol for SIBO.
Oh, yeah.
Small intestinal bacterial overgrowth.
Yeah.
I'm coming out with a product that addresses that with a fiber that's insoluble. We have
okay
so many things at Vital Planet on the horizon.
Okay.
That you're just going to love it. You're going to love it. Because
wow,
I've kept up with the science.
Wow, that is awesome.
And you know what, Peter? I've been doing stool testing for years.
Wow. I can't help but think about the ladies thinking about Candida probiotic. What can you say as that relates to your probiotic? How effective is it in bringing that situation under control?
It's awesome. So you've got a Candida issue, and of course I am a diet person, so
yeah.
You know, I am not going to like negate the fact that diet is a very important part of it.
Absolutely.
Getting rid of sugar.
Yeah.
But for, you know, we have a women's formula, and which is really good for Candida, but we also have the Ultra Daily, which is good for Candida.
Okay.
And along with, I'll be putting out a program, an eating program for Candida again. You know what's funny, Peter?
Mm-hmm.
I've been in this for 25 years.
Okay.
And, you know, I started teaching on Candida and leaky gut in 1990, I think it was 93.
Okay.
And now we call it SIBO. But it's our CEO.
Okay.
Intestinal bacterial overgrowth or small intestinal yeast overgrowth. It's the same doggone thing.
Okay. Same thing.
But there are new type microbials and things like that that you need to look forward for me, because I'm looking forward and I'm going to help people again, because that's my gift, I think. I don't know how I got the gift of helping people with their colon. But it did. And probably because I had it myself. And and in my life, I lost a brother to a bowel obstruction. And so
okay.
I don't know if all that makes a difference in this life, Peter.
Yeah, it probably does.
But I do know that I know the gut.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know that there, Peter, there's a ton of gut experts now.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying anything against anyone, but I have worked with thousands of patients.
Yeah.
And so I know that what we're doing at Vital Planet with bringing the 60 strains, 100 billion cultures, 100 strains, we are going to change this market.
Okay, that's good. So once again, you have, I think, four different products. I mean, four probiotic, vital probiotics. You have for men, you have for women. Would you explain your category? Just list them again so we see exactly what...
Okay. Yeah, so in the refrigerator, we have the probiotic called Vital Flora Ultra Daily, and that's a 60 billion 60 strain, and that's more for general health.
Okay.
Just a general person.
Okay.
Then we have the Vital Flora women who have a tendency more of the urinary tract, vaginal issues. We are having amazing testimonials on this product.
Okay.
Okay. And then we have in the refrigerator again. I have the 55 plus daily. 60 billion 60 strains. I will tell you, Peter, cured my constipation.
Wow.
I've always had to supplement, you know, with a natural laxative, especially when I traveled.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you, it's in a green box in the refrigerator.
Okay.
And even though it says 55 plus, I would recommend that anyone who has problems with constipation, if I take one before bed,
yeah,
I have whole amazing elimination.
Wow.
Amazing.
That
now,
sounds awesome.
We have in the shelf stable,
mm-hmm.
we have the same thing. We have a women's daily. Now, also in our product, we have the prebiotic. So we have in there, we have the prebiotic of the acacia fiber, mm-hmm. apple fiber, blue agave, organic guar gum, Jerusalem yeah. artichoke. So we've got your prebiotic built in, which is the food for the probiotic. See what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I've got the, in the shelf saver, we got the women's daily.
Okay.
Then we did a men's, and I kind of went for the men's product much because I said, women buy all their products. So why would a man go in and buy a probiotic? Obviously they do. And so we have that formula. That's okay. Shelf stable.
Okay.
And then we have in the other, we have women's over 50 men's probiotics, and then we have the women's, we have an ultra daily in shelf stable. And
okay.
then we also have the women's over 55 shelf stable.
All right. We are out of time.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. That's okay. That simply means that we have to get you back on because there's so much for us to talk about.
Yeah.
It's just awesome.
I mean, I can get into these formulas, Peter, and give you so much more information.
Yes.
And going through the 8 primary purposes of probiotics.
Exactly. Next time we will need to do that, the 8 primary purposes for probiotics. How about that?
Right.
All right. We are out of time, and we've been speaking with Brenda Watson of Vital Planet. Awesome probiotic. 60 billion potency, 60 different strains of bacteria. Brenda, in just 30 seconds or 15 seconds, just speak to that person out there who has been trying probiotic and they've gotten to the point where they come to the conclusion that, well, I don't see a difference with probiotic.
Okay,
address
so
that person.
Deal. If you're not seeing a difference in a probiotic, you're not taking the right one. And it also depends on, Peter, why you're taking it.
Yeah.
Diarrhea, constipation, is it eczema, is it fibromyalgia?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Do not stop your quest with probiotics to find the issue of
mm-hmm.
what's wrong with your gut. Like, I do stool testing every day. And if there's, you know, so my point of it is your gut, Hippocrates said that this, all health or ill health begins in the gut. That's many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the point of it is if you're using a probiotic and you're not getting results, then you're not on the right one.
Mm.
So start trading around and looking. And we have an 800 customer service line. You can call in and talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we can help you. I've got colon therapists actually on the line
mm-hmm.
that do the answer questions. But your gut is your health, guys. And if you mm-hmm. have, you know, all of these other outlying issues that you don't relate back to your gut, it started in your gut.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Brenda. I'm so excited about this interview and that we will get you back again. Listeners, we appreciate you joining us. And if you have questions or if you'd like to see some of those Vital Planet probiotic, you just simply come to Better Living Natural Food Store, 731-279-0350. You can give us a call there. Thank you. Join us next week at this same time. Wow, thanks, Brenda. That was refreshing. And she's gone.